I'm Jason Brown with Laughing Parrot Productions and Sear Wave Media. Here's today's news. Representative Kevin Kiley just sent in a letter to the U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi asking the Department of Justice to open an investigation into donations made to the Annenberg Foundation, who organized Fire Aid. Recent reporting found that some of those donations were diverted instead to nonprofits that have very little connection to fire relief and recovery. Representative Kiley is urging the Department of Justice to take action to maintain and restore confidence that donor intent is respected and that the intended recipients of these funds are made whole. You can see that letter by going to sierrawave.net. Well, the city of Bishop is pleased to announce that following a nationwide recruitment process, it has extended a conditional offer of employment for the position of city administrator to Ms. Pamela Foster. After a competitive screening and interview process involving highly qualified candidates, Ms. Foster has accepted the offer pending the completion of the pre-employment requirements. The City of Council is expected to formally consider the employment agreement at its regularly scheduled meeting on July 28, 2025. If approved, Ms. Foster is anticipated to begin her tenure on September 2, 2025. The council began its search with the intention of selecting a leader who not only brings strong professional qualifications, but also shares the council's deep commitment to the Bishop community. Ms. Foster exemplifies both. She possesses a profound understanding of the area's unique local and regional challenges and opportunities, insight gained through years of dedicated service in our region. Ms. Foster is a proud Bishop native and brings with her an impressive track record in public service. She currently serves as the court executive officer for the Inyo County Superior Court and formerly held the position of senior deputy county administrator for Inyo County, where she oversaw multiple divisions and managed cross-functional teams. Additionally, she served as the executive director of the Mammoth Lakes Housing. Ms. Foster holds a Master's of Business Administration. She has consistently demonstrated the ability to lead teams, manage complex budgets, and collaborate effectively with agencies at the local, state, and federal levels. With nearly two decades of service to Bishop and its surrounding communities, Ms. Foster is a proven leader and respected voice in our regional governance. The City Council is confident she will be an outstanding addition to Bishop's leadership team and looks forward with enthusiasm and future under her guidance. Well, District 1 community meeting catch up on important projects and issues with Supervisor Trina Oral. It's going to be 5:30 p.m. on July 28th. That'll be next week. In person at the Community Room 100 Consolidated Office Building at 1360 North Main Street. That's that building right next to Grocery Outlet. Topics of discussion will be Caltrans Project Update, including news on Y Road and Meadow Farms, overviews of Inyo County Parks. For information or to suggest anything, contact Supervisor Oral at 760-878-8818 or toral@inyocounty.us. Well, good news. Inyo County Sheriff's Office is relieved to announce that Kelsey Pittman has been located alive in the state of Colorado. Pittman, a North Carolina resident, was reported missing by her family after losing contact in November 2024. On February 9, 2025, the Inyo County Sheriff's Office was contacted by an individual who reported a suspicious vehicle near the Pads or Slab City. Upon arrival, deputies confirmed the vehicle was a 2009 Chevrolet HHR and was registered to Kelsey Pittman. A thorough search of both a vehicle and the surrounding area, however, revealed no sign of Pittman. This led to an initiation of an extensive missing person investigation and search effort. Between February and June 2025, ICSO coordinated with multiple law enforcement agencies, drone teams, cadaver dogs, handlers, and volunteer search and rescue crews. Despite exhaustive ground and aerial searches, no additional physical evidence was found at the site. Out of the respect of her family, no further details will be released. We thank our ICSO investigative team, along with many law enforcement partners, search and rescue volunteers, and community members who assisted in the case and helped share information. Well, I'm Jason Brown bringing the news. For more news, always go to SierraWave.net or follow us on Facebook or Instagram at Sierra Wave Media. Remember, for nearly 30 years now, since 1996, we've been your local resource for news, sports, weather, and culture, and the people who shape it. And talk about the people who shape it. Tune in today at 4 p.m. for Contacto Latino with Carolina Sandoval. Thank you for listening.